a challenge. And I guess the challenge would have to be, because you and I are both involved in the colleges and in education, because yourself, you're a tutor, and I'm a tutor too, I think is to kind of draw connections between how important education is with activism, and it goes hand in hand, education and organizing. And I don't say education necessarily for the sake of like schooling, because a lot of times communities of color have been schooled so often that they've just been kind of told what to do in schools, and that's not what I'm trying to say, is that people need to be schooled. I think people need to educate each other, and educate means being able to think critically.
Yeah.
And educate means being able to have your perspective as your community's history and current issues being at the forefront of your education. And education doesn't even necessarily have to happen in classrooms and high schools and colleges. It can happen in communities. It can happen within your family. It can happen anywhere with a conversation with friends. But this constant education of knowing about what your issues are in your community, and that's what leads to hopefully some sort of action. And so with education and action, that's praxis, and that's what Paulo Freire, the Brazilian philosopher, says, is that, you know, those two synthesize to make, you know, a very strategic action to kind of change our communities and transform our communities, and it goes hand in hand. So once that action happens, then you go back and educate yourself some more to see, okay, well, what else can I improve on after this? So I guess that would be my word of advice, is just to kind of be constant learners, and to constantly evaluate the world and see what are some ways that we can challenge things that are oppressing us, and really enable ourselves to kind of change these systems. That's
Romeo Garcia, you are now off the hot seat.